You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education. Disproportionate dangers for men, a looming second shutdown, and the testing blame game. Here's what you should know. Data from 53 countries that has been separated by sex show that men account for approximately 51% of COVID-19 cases, but 58% of deaths. Experts debate whether this may be from social or biological factors, but a lack of data makes it difficult to nail down. A new tracker from Harvard's Gender Sci Lab may help researchers settle that debate for good. Anthony Fauci says it's time to consider a second shutdown. I think any state that is having a serious problem, that state should seriously look at shutting down, he told the Wall Street Journal. Ali Khan, former director of the CDC's Public Health Preparedness Office, echoed that sentiment. If you're not doing the things we've talked about in the past to get this outbreak under control, starting with test and trace, your only option is to shut down. Though politicians like President Donald Trump and Ohio State Representative Nino Vitale are blaming increased testing for the recent surge in coronavirus cases, health experts say the positive test rates of states like Florida and Arizona show that not only are cases rising, but it is likely that many infected individuals are still going untested. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.